Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:49 now here on a Monday morning on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Nationwide average gasoline price unchanged over the past 2 weeks at $2.94 a gallon.
Two.
Republicans oust Gene Sullentrop as Kansas Senate Majority Leader after drunk driving arrest.
One.
One dead, three wounded in shooting in East Wichita. No suspect in custody. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic today. Remember, we've got some road construction. It started up last week. This road construction affecting traffic southbound on I-135, and it's up from about 53rd Street North down to K-96. They've got the lanes narrowed there, and of course, road construction, so a lower speed limit as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Increasing clouds today with a high of 63 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 40. Tuesday, increasing clouds. Tomorrow's high, 60 degrees. Now sunny, we have a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 47 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:50 here on this Monday morning. We had a warm, breezy, sunny day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was a warm 83 degrees. Normal high for the date, 66. On this date, April 12th in 1959, a late-season snowstorm produced up to 10 inches in central Kansas in a swath from Russell to Cottonwood Falls.
Mm.
Microsoft, on an accelerated growth push, is buying speech recognition company Nuance in a deal worth $16 billion. Microsoft will pay $56 per share. The companies value the transaction at $19.7 billion, including debt. Microsoft's acquisition of Nuance comes after the companies formed a partnership in 2019. The transaction is expected to close this year. And on the stock market Friday, Dow closed up 297 points, S&P up 32, and the NASDAQ up 70. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, a new acquisition for Coke. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a division of Coke Industries has acquired the assets of an Overland Park mineral company. Coke Agronomic Services announced it's acquired multiple product platforms from Compass Materials International. Coke said in a statement that it's excited to enter the micronutrient business with three product lines that fit their customers' desire to improve distribution. The budget to build a new parking lot at Botanica, getting bigger, a new 300-spot parking lot and entrance to the southwest of the gardens approved back in 2019. Budget was $375,000, but Danica thought that seemed low. They were able to attract an additional $200,000 in private donations toward the construction. The Wichita City Council expected to vote Tuesday on whether to accept the donations. And an international airline president says he thinks a new wide-body jet with production ties in Wichita could be delayed until the middle of the decade. Emirates President Tim Clark says delays on the Boeing 777X could now stretch as late as 2025. The new twin-aisle jet has encountered development issues, and demand was thwarted by the pandemic as the aircraft tried to make its way to the market. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. or the Wichita Business Journal. I'm Bill Roy.
Well, who doesn't like a good roadkill for lunch? Legislation signed into law by Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon will allow people to salvage roadkill animals for food.
Tastes like possum.
The measure directs the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and Wyoming Department of Transportation to create rules for taking roadkilled carcasses. 30 other states, including neighboring Idaho, Colorado, and Montana, have similar laws. The State Transportation Department takes about 3,000 reports of vehicles colliding with wildlife every year, but not every hit is recorded.
I was going to say, that sounds like a low number to me.
A Jackson Hole News and Guide reports some species won't be allowed to be salvaged, including grizzly bears, bighorn sheep, and mountain goats.
Well,
we need to have that in Kansas so we can pick up some of these possums and these squirrels in Riverside. You know, about 12 or 15 of those squirrels in Riverside. You have a nice stew right there, huh? All right.
A little Casey masterpiece on there.
That makes everything taste good.
No mountain goat burger for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
National Licorice Day. Recognizing the history, health benefits, and distinction around the world. Licorice, plenty of licorice candies, licorice ropes, jelly beans, jewels, and many others to enjoy. Are you guys licorice fans? Ted? No? Yes?
Count me out.
You're out. Bill?
Generally, no, especially the black licorice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Jad, you want to be in on this or not?
I'll agree with him. Not really.
Okay. I'm not a big fan, but I got to tell you, St. Shelley likes the good and plenty. You know what those things are?
Sure, yeah.
They got that little coating on them, and they got the licorice in the middle. She's a sucker for that, man. If I'm in the doghouse, okay, I could bring her a dozen Rosins. Okay, maybe that'll be good. But I bring her a big box of Good and Plenty's. She is there. She likes the licorice.
You're good to go, huh?
Of course, she's Greek. You know, she's part Greek. And if you've ever tasted the liquor known as ouzo, tastes like licorice.
Oh wow!
And it's deadly. All right, National Licorice Day. Thanks, guys. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Christians tear down fences around a shuttered Canadian church. Government sends in 200 riot police. They're going to be talking about that on Glenn Beck this morning. On our news at 9 o'clock, one dead, three wounded in shooting in East Wichita. That story and more news on our news coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh Show, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 47 degrees.
You want certified for